Time now for the worship service of Our Savior Lutheran Church here on AM 1380 WPHM, Port Huron.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the Lord's Church as we gather to worship our great God. On this day, we celebrate Eucharist. So for those on the radio, we want you to know here at Our Savior, the table is open to all the baptized and certainly those with instruction in the early years of their life, and that we do not discriminate by denominations. But since Christ gave this meal before there were denominations, it seems appropriate that we keep the same spirit, that the table is an open table here at Our Savior Lutheran. For those on radio, WPHM, we greet you with live broadcast and simulcast. And this is also being recorded at the station to be podcast within an hour or two. And there you'll be able to hear the broadcast throughout the next several weeks, as well as that note on the organ. And in the course of things, we value that ministry to the community for these 79 years, broadcasting to our community of St. Clair County. This week is going to be a busy week. There's many different things that are taking place. Biggest one is dealing with Vacation Bible School. So at 5:30 each of the evenings, put Tuesday aside for a moment. So Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Thursday, we serve a light dinner downstairs. So we serve it to all who are here so they don't have to rush home from work to go get a meal and then get laid here. So it's for the convenience of families that we do a meal at 5:30. Tomorrow night's meal happens to be Sloppy Joe's with a lot of condiments. So it's kind of kid-friendly food. We ask a dollar donation. It certainly doesn't cover expenses, but it's a way of encouraging families to take the break, come join us, and be here for the start of Vacation Bible School. So please be here at 5:30, 6 o'clock's registration. By 6:30, we're doing our startup openings. Then we break into three different rotations. There'll be activities and crafts. There'll be the Bible study component. There'll be a music component, for the theme is, the music is in the heart of God's people. It's a music theme, and there's gonna be a lot of music that the youth will be working on and using instruments that we have for them downstairs. So it's a good thing. Tuesday night is a different night, which is the next thing I need to say to all ages and for those on the radio as well. If you go to other congregations, please note, in the downtown area, we have been doing for 8 years National Night Out as a church-sponsored with other social ministries participating. It is done on the plot of First Congregation, diagonal to us. That's been our location. It's a marvelous one, huge parking lot. We'll have bouncy houses. We're gonna have free popcorn, free hot dogs, all kinds of activities for adults and youth. And of course, the favorite one for older adults is the air-conditioned room of First Congregation where they play bingo. And Donna likes to work that station, don't you, Donna? She said, can you negotiate that I can be in there to work? She asked me when we were doing the planning this spring. And I said, okay. Usually the Catholics do it. And I said, my secretary would like to be in here. Can you let her work here? And they said, oh, absolutely. She can come back in and work. So Donna will be under it too. So there's a lot of fellowship. For those of us who are volunteers, which we need 10 to 15, we will meet at 4:30 inside First Congregation. The event does not start at 4:30. It starts at 6, not like 5:30 on our premises. So on Tuesday night, you just go straight to First Congregation, 6 o'clock. You'll be done there before 8 o'clock. And so it'll be an earlier night for you on Tuesday night. But there's going to be an ambulance. The youth will be able to tour the ambulance. Sometimes there's a fire truck there. The whole theme of National Night Out is for law enforcement and first responders to know the neighborhood and for children to learn and respect them. Okay? So this is the reason we foster this kind of cooperation and for neighbors to come out of their homes and just meet each other and not be strangers. So we with the downtown churches work hard to make this thing possible. Oh, one of the highlights is the bicycle giveaway. Every 30 minutes, there'll be a drawing for a bicycle. And we downtown churches have purchased the bicycles collectively. They will be given away. Another fun event, and you gotta watch kids do this. Jason, the pastor at First Presbyterian, freezes t-shirts. So I gave him 20 t-shirts this week. He'll freeze them in water. And that night, Tuesday, he will call up every 15 minutes, youth to come get a t-shirt. It's going to be frozen. Now they have to thaw it quick enough to put it upon their bodies, this frozen t-shirt. On a hot day, what a contrast. And then the first one who can fully get it on gets a clean t-shirt as a souvenir for that, being successful. So it's a fun event. And it's meant to build fellowship and community, and it does a wonderful job. So I commend to you Tuesday night for the community and for us as the congregation here for an outreach together to build relationships. We're here to worship. So if you open up your service folder, page 1, we begin with confession of sin. Please rise. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, full of compassion and mercy, abounding in steadfast love. Amen. Trusting God's promise of forgiveness, let us confess our sin against God and against one another. Eternal God, our Creator, in you we live and move and we have our being. Look upon us, your children, the work of your hands. Forgive us all of our offenses and cleanse us from all proud thoughts and empty desires. By your grace, draw us near to you, our refuge and our strength. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit given to us. In the mercy of Almighty God, Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. And for his sake, God forgives you all of your sins. Amen. We sing our entrance hymn, page 3, What a Friend We Have in Jesus.
To care.
the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Our hymn of praises, hallelujah. We sing your praises. The Lord be with you. If you join me in the prayer for this day, we'll pray together. Hallelujah. One does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Hallelujah. If you'll please be seated, we have the reading of God's word. Scott is our first lector. Good morning.
A food crisis becomes a faith crisis for the Israelites in the wilderness. The hungry people forget God's saving work in the Exodus, and they wish for the food they had in Egypt. Nevertheless, God miraculously meets their needs with manna for bread and quail for meat. The first reading comes from Exodus, starting with chapter 16, verses 2. The whole congregation of the Israelites complained against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. The Israelites said to them, "If only we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh pots and ate our fill of bread, for you have brought to us out of the wilderness to kill the whole assembly with hunger." Then the Lord said to Moses, "I'm going to rain bread from heaven for you each day. The people shall go out and gather enough for that day, and in that way I will test them, whether they will follow my instructions or not." Then Moses and Aaron said, "Say to the whole congregation, to the Israelites, draw near to the Lord, for he has heard your complaining." And as Aaron spoke, the whole congregation of the Israelites, they looked towards the wilderness and the glory of the Lord. Appeared in the cloud, the Lord spoke to Moses and said, "I have heard the complaining of the Israelites. Say to them, at twilight you shall eat meat, and in the morning you shall have your fill of bread. Then you shall know that I am Lord your God." In the evening, quails came up and covered the camp, and in the morning there was a layer of dew around the camp. When a layer of dew was lifted, there on the surface of the wilderness was a fine, flaky substance, fine as frost on the ground. When the Israelites saw it, they said to one another, "What is it?" For they did not know what it was. Moses said to them, "It is the bread that the Lord has given you to eat. This is the word of God, word of life."
Thanks be to God. Thank you, Scott. Second reading. By John.
The second reading is from Ephesians 4, chapter 4, verses 1 through 16. "I, therefore, the prisoner in the Lord, beg you to lead a life worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, making every effort to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in all. But each of us was given grace according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore it is said, when he ascended on high, he made captivity itself a captive. He gave gifts to his people. When it says he ascended, what does it mean but that he had also descended into the lower parts of the earth? He who descended is the same one who ascended far above all the heavens, so that he might fill all things. The gifts he gave were that some would be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until all of us come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to maturity, to the measure of full stature of Christ. We must no longer be children, tossed to and fro and blown about by every wind of doctrine, by people's trickery, by their craftiness and deceitful scheming. But speaking the truth in love, we must grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by every ligament with which it is equipped, as each part is working properly, promotes the body's growth in building itself up in love. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God. Thank you, John.
If you're able to stand, please rise for the gospel. We speak together the gospel acclamation. Hallelujah. One does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Hallelujah. The gospel is from John, the 6th chapter, beginning with the 24th verse. Glory to you, O Lord. So when the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were beside the sea, they themselves got into boats and they went to Capernaum. They were looking for Jesus. When they found him on the other side, they said, Rabbi, when did you come here? Jesus answered them, very truly, I tell you, you're looking for me not because you saw signs, because you ate your fill of loaves. Do not work for the food that perishes, but rather for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For it's on him that God the Father has set his seal. Then they said to Jesus, but what must we do to perform those works of God? Jesus answered them, this is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent. But they said to Jesus, what sign are you going to give us then so that we may see it? We could believe in you. What work are you performing? Our ancestors ate manna in the wilderness, as it is written, he gave them food, bread from heaven to eat. And Jesus said to them, very truly, I tell you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but it was my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. They said to him, well then, sir, give us this bread always. Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. Dear friends in Christ Jesus, God's grace, God's mercy, God's peace be with us this day. Amen. As is my custom, the back's inside cover has a sermon outline based upon the scripture passages and verses. But I'd rather walk you through the Bible as I've done for the last couple years. And follow me on the pages, because there's a reason why the church for over 1,000 years has given us 3 lessons to be heard in our worship. And so we should hear them. Let them speak to the people of God. God's word to God's people. So page 5 in your bulletin, the Exodus. You're familiar, I hope, with the story of Moses, the journey out there, the 40 years. The scriptures will also note, I hope you'll recall, that this journey, and archaeologically and by mileage, should have taken Moses and the Israelites about 6 months. They were out in the desert 40 years. Now, some laugh and say that's because Moses didn't ask a woman for directions, because men are notorious for not getting directions. Now, the reality is, the scripture says, it's because that generation, because of their sin, was not going to receive the promised land. It was a judgment. And so that generation would pass away. Their descendants would become the inheritors with Joshua into the promised land. So here they are. They call it, in comparison, lavish foods of Egypt. You got to remember, they were slaves. They had scraps. They complain because they're not getting nourishment. Somehow they have been getting nourishment that they existed to this point. Now they come to Moses. After all, he's the one who put them in this pickle. And they say, Moses, what did you do? Bring us out here to die? Where's this God of yours who has led us out here in the middle of a desert? Where's the food? Where's the drink? Where's life? We were expecting better than what we had in Egypt. So Moses says, the Lord will give you manna. M-A-N-N-A. What would you ask for? You just might get it from God. But not the way you thought it would come. You ever found that experience? You pray to the Lord for a certain outcome or remedy, and you think that you can instruct God as to what's the best way. And God humbles us and says, nay, 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 not your way, my way. This is the way it'll be. So they wake up, they get this manna. What is this sticky stuff I'm stepping on? What are we supposed to do with this? It's your food. Well, that's not what we asked for. It's not bread. It's this sticky substance. The Lord says, this is your bread. Not too happy, but it did sustain him. Then they got tired of the diet, right? Well, some meat. Some poultry. Oh, come on, Moses. Have God send us some variety than the same diet every day. So quail come, now become part of their diet. Should be happy, right? Jump for joy. Let's call it belly aching. That seems like humanity is never pleased. Unless they think they're running the show so that they can get what they want unto perdition to the rest of people. God's plan was a perfect plan. He was humbling. He was taking them through a course that they didn't want to walk through, and they would have found fault no matter what. They cried to the Lord, and the Lord answered their prayer. By the end of the journey, you know how the story kind of progresses. They're now crying for water. They obviously had some kind of water nourishment at the different places where there are oases. And Moses went up with his staff that he used, if you remember, in the plagues, which turned into the serpent. He took that staff and he went over to the rock. The Lord says, you hit that rock, tap the rock, water will come out of the rock, and they will see miraculously I have provided again for my people. By this time, Moses has had it. It's near the end of 40 years. He takes his rod. He slaps that rock. Hit that sucker hard. Yes, the water came out, but his temper kept him from going into the promised land. He did what he was asked to do, but his human emotions came out, how he felt about all the complaints, and why was he the middleman between God and God's people? But he was. So, you ask, you receive. You don't like it, so you complain, and humanity has done this for generations. The second reading, Ephesians 4, page 7. This is an interlude between two experiences of bread, just like last week's lessons were. So in this particular account, the Apostle Paul says, here I am, I'm in house arrest in the city of Rome. I'm a prisoner for the Lord. My prayer is not for my deliverance. My prayer is for you, the believers. Okay, hear what he says, because there's a lot of things here. I want you to live a life worthy of the calling by which you've been called. Do it with all humility. Do it with gentleness. Kind of not like Moses. But with patience. Bearing with one another in love. Making every effort to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Realize there's only one body, there's one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope in your calling. There's one Lord, there's one faith, there's one baptism, there's one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in all. But each of us was given grace according to the measure of Christ's gift. A little bit further on, verse 11, page 8. The gifts that Christ gave to his church were that some would be apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, so that they all work together to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ until all of us come into the unity of faith, into the knowledge of the Son of God, to maturity, to the measure of the full stature of God. So that you and I would no longer be children tossed to and fro by any teaching or something somebody tells you on the street or wherever you are, and it sounds like the word of God, but it is as phony as a $3 bill. Be strong in the word, anchored in the word of God. This is what Paul sees as the church alive and in action and in harmony to become the presence of Christ in this world. You say to yourself, well, it's easier for Paul to say he's going to die and he's in jail. We're out here in the real-time world, and we've got challenges and adversities and an evil world in which we are set. And it's true. We are. So navigation is extremely important. How do we navigate through that so that we stay strong going through our wilderness as Moses and the Israelites went through their wilderness? Not giving up on God, forsaking God, but drawing our strength from God. Third reading, John's Gospel, page 9 and following. Connecting last week's scripture, you know that there is the Old Testament reading about bread, and then the Gospel reading about bread. Now it's supplemented in parallel fashion. This is the reason why the lectionary is so beautiful. Because again, this week, the Old Testament reading is about bread, and the New Testament reading is about bread. Only the twist, and this is so important. In the Gospel of John, 7 times, Jesus uses phrases, I am. When the Lord uses the phrase, I am, that is equivalent, and of course the Jewish audience knew it and we Gentiles, we don't get it unless we're told and understand it. I am, in the Hebrew, was Yahweh. When Moses asked of the Lord, what is your name when I go back to Pharaoh? The Lord says, I'm not giving up my name, but I am who I am. After that, Israel always used a configuration of letters, which become for us the word Yahweh. But even that's not the word, because God didn't give up a word. It is the closest we have, and the Hebrew people referred to as the I Ams. That is the name of God. So Jesus in the Gospel of John 7 times uses statements about I am. Okay? And this is one of those I am phrases. I am the bread of life. And whoever comes to me will never be hungry. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. We receive the sacrament this day. It's bread. It's the body of Christ. The wine is blood. It's the blood of Christ. But it's more than that. It is the covenant God has made with us to be heirs of eternal life. It was purchased by God through his son's death, innocent suffering, so that we may have forgiveness of our sins and the gift of eternal life. In the funeral service, which I conduct too often, the closing words from the book of Revelation's text of Revelation 21 is where it will say, come into his presence and eat without pain and drink without cost. Ah! That's what my Bible says, Jesus says too. Yes, it's the same. The Lord Jesus is the one who sets the table. It's the Lord Jesus who gives us the gift of eternal life and forgiveness. There is no salvation except through him to us. We're just receivers. We have not purchased it ourselves. May the God of grace, who's called us to relationship with him, keep us strong in that faith to our life's end. Amen. And now may the blessing of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with us, remain with us always. Amen. Our hymn of the day is one of the ones that you have selected during this summer of your favorite hymns, Spirit of Gentleness, page 12.
Thank you.
worship service continues with our prayers. Page 13, please rise.
Let us pray. Trusting in our loving and almighty God, who abundantly provides bread of life to all who hunger, let us pray for the church, the world, and all who are in need. Holy God, you give gifts and talents to every member of the church. Strengthen all your children and bring them to a full understanding and maturity in Christ. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Creator God, our complex and wonderful world is a sure sign of your abundance and care. Provide for every creature and rain down the bread of heaven that gives life to the world. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Peaceful God, draw the nations of the world to harmony and mutual understanding. Bind all humanity in unity and love and peace that comes through the Spirit. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Gracious God, we pray for those who are hungry, homeless, and those who have lost family or friends. Lead them to places of safety, food, and rest. We pray especially for Iris Cook, Carrie Harper, Marion Thomas, Maria Rumpf, John Pinnell, Phyllis Akers, Mike Akers, Christine Ogaranko, Etta Rep, Crystal Ferris, Bev Christer, and also, Lord, be with those serving our nation, Tristan Morrison and Jamie Sawyer and Robert Nolan, and those returning safely from their service at home and overseas, and those returning to our community. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Merciful God, you have brought us all together in this time and this place. Bless this congregation, including those who are absent, and draw us closer to communion with you, each other, and our community. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Infinite God, we praise you for the lives of those who have died in Christ. Keep our hearts in hope, for we have all received a food that endures to eternal life. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer. Almighty and loving God, we look to you in hope and trust, knowing that you will do far more than we can ask or even imagine. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
If you'll please be seated, we receive our gifts as signs of God's love and our mission as God's people. You see my T-shirt up here? For those on the radio, it says, God's work, our hands. We have used these 3 years so far when we are in the public's eye. On the backside, it'll say Our Savior Lutheran Church. And this Tuesday, when we're at the National Night Out, those who are the volunteers will be given a T-shirt as far as they go, because not all of them came back last year. So I assume they're bringing them from their home. But we will have T-shirts for everybody. And each of the churches downtown have their own color and their own message on their T-shirt. It's not to steal members or whatever you want to call it. It is to give witness that the churches, the people of faith in this area, are out here in this community to make this community a better place. As you know, Habitat for Humanity is building 2 new homes just down the road from us on Howard Street. If you ever drive by there, make it a point to look and see the construction. We will also be adding some meals in the month of August and 1st of September that we can take to the workers as our participation if we cannot provide manual skill labor. But at least we can support those who have the gifts and the talents by feeding their bodies to make them strong. The radio broadcast this day is sponsored by Terry and Sharon Ruff, who on Friday, we married their daughter, and Angela and her husband were married here at the church. The sanctuary is virtually filled, about 180 people. It was kind of nice, and who would have thought on a Friday afternoon at 4 o'clock, that 87-degree heat, that this place would be full. They didn't know we didn't advertise AC inside. I bet you they were praying for it. But it was a good service. Everything went well. I put a few pictures on the back table, you may see, from the wedding itself and Terry and Sharon's family. Flowers on the altar, also beautiful. They smell great. They are also from the wedding, from Terry and Sharon. And we thank them for their sponsorship. There are many things in your bulletin. You know we are moving towards discussion and then action for this congregation to consider at the next council meeting in, 10 days? The issue or question about, does this congregation want to go from 2 to 1 service? And if it does, would it be the 10 o'clock hour, the common hour that the council group meeting that night had said suggest? And so responses are coming in, phone calls are being made by the church council members. If you, as a member of Our Savior listening to this broadcast, did not get your call, play back your messages. Because a lot of the councils are getting no callbacks when they leave messages. So please respond to us. We want to hear from every member. It's not just a few of the members make all the decisions, it's all the members make this decision. It's a major one. It's changing 98 years of history for Our Savior. So we have to do this slowly and with comprehension of consequences. So that is being decided by the membership. We are working on a corollary plan. If we go to the 10 o'clock, how we will maintain this radio broadcast. So we're doing everything we can with human power and God's guidance, because this is a ministry of 79 years and we don't want to lose it. Somehow we have to find a resolution. So in the consequence of things, these are decisions the congregation is contemplating. For many, they may say, well, I'll do whatever. But for those of us who have to execute it, it's a lot of work. So it's not an easy thing to affect. Many other things in your bulletin. If you didn't get a newsletter, there's some on the back table. We invite you as the service continues to please rise. As our gifts are presented, we sing our offertory.
Tried and true.
Merciful God, you open wide your hand and satisfy the need of every living thing. You have set this feast before us. Open our hands to receive it. Open our hearts to embrace it. Open our lives to live it. We pray this through Christ our Lord.
Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
And lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
And let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right
to give our thanks and praise. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread. He gave thanks. He broke it. He gave it to his disciples. He said, "Take and eat, for this is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the meal was over, he took the cup of wine and he gave thanks. He gave it for all to drink and he said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. It's given and shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in remembrance of me." So with this bread and this cup, we remember our Lord's Passover from death to life as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died, Christ is risen, and Christ will come again. So let us pray as our Lord has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Come, let us eat, for now the feast is spread. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. The deacons will guide you forward. We sing in between. Dearest God, Christ's body for you. We continue from page 21 with the blessing. If you'll please rise. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, bless and keep you now and forever. Amen.
Jesus Christ, host of this meal, you have given us not only this bread and cup, but of your very self, that we may feast on your great love. Filled again by these signs of your grace, may we hunger for your reign of justice, and may we thirst for your way of peace. For you are the Lord forever.
Amen. May God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine, grant you the gifts of faith and hope. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Amen. We sing our closing hymn, Blessed Are They.
You've been listening to the Sunday morning worship service of Our Savior Lutheran Church. Begins each Sunday at 8:30 here on WPHM, Port Huron.